After you emigrated from Korea to America, did you experience any racism?
I believe so. My very first day of school, I was in third grade. I went in not speaking any English at all. I knew how to say, I love you, good night, and apple, but those weren't very useful when you go to school the first day. And my teacher, Mrs. Collins, gave me a box of crayons. And the boy in front of me, his name was Glenn, I remember, and he stole it and hid it, knowing that I didn't speak the language and I was an immigrant. And my first day, and I couldn't explain to Mrs. Collins why I was so upset. And so I was so frustrated that I cried. And I also remember not a lot, but a decent amount of kids made fun of me by making slanted eye motion on their eyes. And it used to upset me a lot when I was younger.
So that was your first experience in America, but how did the move affect the rest of your family?
I think it affected everyone in different ways, but a few instances that I remember is with my dad, your grandpa. And I remember he was involved in a car accident with this young woman, and it was completely her fault, unfortunately. And there wasn't too much damage or no one was hurt, but when my brother and grandpa, my dad, was trying to find witnesses to what actually happened, everyone kind of fabricated a story to make it seem like it was grandpa's fault and not the woman's fault, this young blonde woman. And grandpa felt like it was, a form of racism because he didn't speak the language very well, and that. And also, when he started working in America, he acquired a company, and he didn't speak English very well, and he was in charge of 40 employees who were all English speaking, and almost all of them, they were very nice and welcoming of grandpa, but there were a few handful people who worked in the factory who did not like him, and it could have been his personality, but I think all of us thought that it was a form of racism. They didn't want to work for according to many people, a Chinese person, a Chink, or whatever, although we were Korean. We were grouped into just Chinese.
So based off of these stories, it seems like the community wasn't very diverse. Is that the case? Like, was it predominantly white?
Yes, the area that we lived in, it was predominantly white. The school I went to was predominantly white. And my first year of school, we're one of maybe three families who were not white families. But the following year, there was a busing program where half of our school bused out to inner city, and then half of the inner city school bused into our school. And so when I immigrated into the inner city schools, it was very, very diverse. There were a lot of African American students and Hispanic students there. And I it didn't I don't remember, either way, whether I liked it better or disliked it better. I just remember that it was very different for me.
So, can you remember any specific times where you experienced worse or any racism at the more diverse school?
A more diverse school. I'm not sure if it was because it was more diverse or because it was at a later grade, but I remember, it was kind of no big deal to other students that I was good in math and science. They just expected it, and it kind of upset me because I really worked hard. I studied hard and put a lot of effort into it. It wasn't just because I was Korean. I just happened to know math and science better. Mm-hmm. And it, I remember it kind of upset me that no one thought of it as a big deal because only because I was Asian.
It's interesting to hear the story that took place a few decades ago, but how do you think the situation would have changed if it took place in present times?
Well, I mean, I'd like to think that it would be different. And I think until very recently, I used to think that people were more educated and more aware of racism and how bad it is, actually. And so I thought we were making progress. But what I've learned in the last few years is that the only difference was that it wasn't as blatant, maybe. And I do feel like as a society we have progressed, but we haven't progressed as much as I thought that we did. And I think having Donald Trump as our president, I'm not saying it's his fault and his fault only, but somehow his taking office has brought out the worst in certain group of people. And I realize that it's just been dormant. It never went away.
That's very interesting.
Sherry.
Thank you for your time and sharing your thoughts.